This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Slovakia's prime minister was badly wounded in a shooting on Wednesday, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Slovakia's populist prime minister Robert Fico's life is in danger after being wounded in a shooting Wednesday afternoon, according to his Facebook profile. The message posted to his account said that Fico has been shot multiple times and is currently in life-threatening condition. Reports on TA3, a Slovakian TV station, had said that Fico, who's 59, was hit in the stomach after four shots were fired outside the House of Culture in the town of Hanlova. A suspect's been detained. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says the Kremlin is prepared to negotiate over the conflict in Ukraine in an interview with Chinese media. The remarks come on the eve of his visit to partner China that has backed Moscow in its invasion of its neighbor. Putin was quoted by Xinhua on Wednesday as saying Russia has never refused to negotiate and it seeks a comprehensive, sustainable, and just settlement of this conflict through peaceful means. His trip comes as Russian forces have pressed their offensive in northeast Ukraine's Kharkiv region. China claims to take a neutral position in the conflict, but has backed Moscow's contentions. Russia was provoked into attacking Ukraine by the West. An Israeli attack helicopter was seen firing ammunition while flying over an area in northern Gaza, bordering Jabalia on Wednesday, while Gaza fighting worsened. In the northern Jabalia district, residents said Israeli tanks had destroyed clusters of homes, but we're facing heavy resistance from Hamas and its ally, Islamic Jihad, U.S.-designated terrorist groups. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump traded barbs online on Wednesday after agreeing to debate each other in person at least twice prior to November's general election rematch. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman in Washington.
CNN reports the Democratic Party incumbent and the Republican challenger are scheduled to debate on June 27th, while ABC says a second Trump-Biden debate will be held on September 10th.
Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays.
Trump currently does not have to be in court in New York City on Wednesdays during his criminal hush money trial. That trial is likely to conclude before next month's first scheduled debate. Trump on his Truth Social platform responded he's ready and willing to debate and wants more encounters than the June and September dates. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden's administration is preparing more changes to the nation's asylum system meant to speed up processing and potential removal of migrants who continue to arrive at the southern border. It's an interim step as President Biden continues to mull a broader executive order to crack down on border crossings that may come later this year. The change under consideration would allow certain migrants who are arriving at the border now to be processed first through the asylum system rather than going to the back of the line. South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa signed a bill into law on Wednesday that aims to provide universal health care through business groups, though business groups are warning it could damage the country's already fragile economy. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston has more.
The National Health Insurance Bill is popular among voters, and its ratification comes 2 weeks before a national election. Most polls are predicting that vote will see the ruling African National Congress lose its majority for the first time since being led to power by Nelson Mandela 30 years ago. The bill, which will be implemented in stages at a cost of billions of dollars, was passed by lawmakers last year. It would overhaul the current two-tier system that still reflects deep racial and social inequalities 3 decades after the end of apartheid.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Switzerland's top criminal court on Wednesday convicted a former interior minister of Gambia for crimes against humanity for his role in murder, torture, and other repression by the West African country security forces against opponents of its longtime dictator. I'm Joe Ramsey.